Well, good morning, everyone. Here's where things settled here on Tuesday. August feeder cattle, 360.65 of 15 cents. September feeder cattle, 357.40, down 47 cents. August fats down 67 cents. October fats down 62 cents at 234.02. Now, we're really watching that October contract and those September feeder cattle because today, Wednesday, starts the first day of the official golden roll, and they're going to be getting out of those August contracts, moving out to those deferred issues. So that's where we're going to have to start watching is those September and October feeders and likely October live cattle here probably by the end of the week as well. Real-time feeder cattle index up 445 at 390.56. We saw the cattle complex didn't give us much to work with again on Tuesday under the pressure for most of the session here. August feeders closed narrowly positive here. Deferred feeders were 50 cents to $2 lower, and live cattle finished lower across the board. None of those closes were near Monday's lows, which leaves a little breathing room for now. Slaughter came in at 110,000 head, same as last week, with the full week tracking towards that 530,000 to 540,000 head. Now, we do have this real-time feeder cattle index above 390, and the sale barns have been on fire. Bassett, Nebraska, expecting 9,000 head today for annual barbecue sale. Superior video is running all week. That should give us a meaningful price discovery there. The feeder cattle index came in at 373.28, up 218, with a daily average of 368.17. Joplin, Missouri is up $6 at 366. OKC was down 19 bucks at 350, but weight and quality were factors in that index number. Now, a lot of folks have been calling me up and telling me about all these video cattle that are selling here. Now, what I need to stress here with these videos, that any direct video or internet sales that aren't quoted FOB with 3% standing shrink or equivalent with pickup required within 14 days are excluded from that index number. So they have to be for immediate delivery, or they've got to be quoted FOB or 3% shrink. And there's some stipulations here. So not every video calf is going to go in that index. Now, on the cash side of cattle things here, no bids on Tuesday. Nebraska had 120 head at 395 delivered, estimated carcass weight of 1,008 pounds at a 64% yield, and that was it. National negotiated report showed just 232 had negotiated cash for the week. Trade's likely going to begin here on Thursday or Friday, and I continue to look for Fed cattle prices to be $3 to $4 lower. Now, I mentioned Monday to some clients here and folks that called in here that the spot cutout could be erratic here early in the week, and I called that one. Tuesday proved it. Morning had the choice up $1.30, select up $4.49 by the close. Choice is down 71 cents here at 385.77. Select barely changed at 365.89 compared to last Tuesday. Choice is 7.39 lower. Select is 579 lower. The trend is down. A 365 still the target, and some suggest choice could slip below that. We'll see if that happens. The basis here on this feeder fat swap, I think, is kind of the real story here. Tuesday was the seventh consecutive lower close in August fats, the third close below the 100-day moving average of Tuesday's low at 237.05. August traded $18.31 below last week's Nebraska cash. That's approaching last year's widest basis of $19 cash over futures. In a normal market, a basis that wide would push cattle feeders to sell aggressively, sometimes 2 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule. Not this time. The feeders fat swap is so negative that some cattle wouldn't bring back first cost here. Instead of selling early, cattle are being fed for 30 or more days past due to much heavier weights. That's the structural force keeping supply pressure elevated. Carcass weights at 942 pounds, 31 pounds above last year, should have bottomed seasonally by now, and they haven't. The market is oversold enough for a short-term consolidation bounce, but I don't believe it's finished going down from either cash or future standpoint. But we could see a little bit of a bounce in here just because we are oversold. Now, there was some articles out here. It's controversial here on Monday here. This Walmart, who's going to eat the margin here. Late Monday, we did read on social media here that from the President Trump regarding Walmart cutting prices here. Yesterday morning, Food Market and Expander reported that Walmart's lowering 1 pound pack to 73% ground beef from $6.74 down to $5.94, 80 cents a pound. Sam's Club's cutting members mark 88-12 ground beef from $6.17 to $5.97. Now, that does help the consumer at the checkout. There's no question about it, but somebody absorbs that margin. Walmart, the packer, who? And if it's the packer, how far back down the chain does that pressure go from the packer to the feedlot, from the feedlot back to the producer? In a market already trading $18 cash over futures with the cutout trending towards 365, that's not a hypothetical. That's a real number somebody's going to have to eat, pun intended. Bottom line here, seven straight lower closes here, deeply oversold cash, expected $3 to $5 lower later this week. We're going to watch that Bassett sale today for feeder price discovery and keep asking who absorbs the Walmart margin cut here, because in this market, that answer does matter. So also going to keep watching here on these live cattle here. Going to be watching here. I still have a little bit of length in this August live cattle contract here on Tuesday here. We did set an early high, and then we sold off, and then the market did transition into kind of a buy it for me future situation here again. Value was established between that 238.50 on down to 237.5, and that market did go off the top side of value. This price action should make 238.5 perfect line in the sand here for Wednesday's trade. So, folks, that's your cattle market update for Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, please give me a call here at the office at 308-708-7340. Talk with y'all on Thursday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.